Hello and welcome to episode 174 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Mike Hurley and I am joined, as always, by your host, the man behind Minimal Mac and Enough. It's Mr. Patrick Rowan.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Yeah, doing okay. So today's topic came up almost kind of out of the blue, as from a what's it called on app.net? A post, I guess, on app.net from me, where I was talking about a particular app and how it just fills me with joy. Every time I use it, I'm just like, yeah, this makes me a little bit happier. I've got a few apps like that that are like, every time I use them, I'm just like, yeah, this makes me happy. And we talk often about like things we're loving, which is kind of newer things that we are, adopting, interested in, whatever. But I think I wanted to do kind of a similar concept with kind of things that we've used for like a while now, and they still continue to wow us or delight us. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
All right. So the thing I mentioned on the AppNet is QuoteBook. I mean, if you go back and listen to, I think I probably mentioned QuoteBook on just about every other episode, at least for a while there I was. But still, it's one of these apps that every time I use it, I'm just like, gosh, this app is just so great. It makes me so happy that I have something for this. I was just reminded of that today. Every time I run across any quote or anytime anyone says something, I was listening to, oh, by the way, Mics on Mics.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been killing it lately with Command Space and the guests you've been having. I don't think enough credit has been said about the guests that Mics on Mics has been having.
I very much agree with this, especially I'm very jealous of them. They've got a guest in January.
Oh, really?
Who I just want to kill those guys, the fact that they are able to book this person.
Oh, wow.
And as Mr. Vardy said on Twitter, and I will put nothing more on this, I'm merely saying what he said, you don't have to wait too long because it's going to be the future soon. Now, to fans of this person, you will know exactly what I mean.
Interesting.
You are obviously not a big enough fan of this person.
So I was listening to the episode, it's like an episode back now, episode 37, where they had on David Allen.
I know, right?
David friggin' Allen.
I know. They're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. They really are. They've got some great guests,
man.
And I'm on in a couple of weeks,
dude. Your name is Mike. You need to be. You need to replace one of those guys, man.
Well, just take, just usurp them, right?
Yeah, just kick one of them to the curb.
If I wasn't such a gracious host, I would force my way on to the episode that with that person, but. Just gonna let those guys have
them. I mean, you could change the title to the show and like keep them around and just join them and be Mics on Mics now with more Mike.
Well, I could just, I could just call this guy up and be like, yeah, no, this is the show. And then just put it out in Command Space instead. But no, they do it. Mike Vardy and Michael Schechter of the Mics on Mics podcast on this network. Be in the show notes, of course. They're doing a great job. It's a really fun show. They're a couple of great guys. I always like it when I do an episode or two with them, which I've done in the past. And I've got one coming out. It's in a few weeks because they have all these amazing guests. They have to make significant changes. They had to bump me for David Allen. I didn't think that was right, but personally they felt that was okay to do.
Yeah, well, back to QuoteBook. So yes, QuoteBook. Here's how I use it. Not only for like things that come across on the web, that like are old, dead guys. But also like I'm listening to Mics on Mics podcast. I'm listening to an interview with David Allen, and David Allen said something that I thought was very interesting and a very good way to put GTD. surprisingly enough, which is GTD is not a system. It's a systematic approach. And I thought, yes, okay, yeah, yeah, that's it, you know? And so, like habit, popped open QuoteBook, typed it in, boom, done, right? Even, you know, there's a space for the author, David Allen, source, Mics on Mics, episode 37, so I can recall that.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to an interview with Seth Godin. Jonathan Fields was interviewing him for his tribal author page or site or whatever. And this really great interview with Seth Godin. I'll send Mike the link so he can put it in the show notes. A book is a souvenir of an idea. Boom. Catch it in the quote book. And so, I mean, this is an app that I use at least once a day. Every day. And every single time I do, it makes me happy that I have it. And there's nothing else like there for it. I was out to lunch yesterday with a friend of mine who is a local iOS developer who has accepted a position with a startup out in San Francisco and is moving out there tomorrow. And so this is like my last chance to kind of get together with him for lunch and, you know, chat and such. And I've known him for a while. You know, he was apparently out at a conference called Singleton.
Mm-hmm.
Out in, I guess it was, what, Montreal?
Yep.
And then, like, a lot of the cool kids were there. And, like, a lot of the cool kids were speaking there. And he was actually sitting next to Matthew Bischoff of, you know, one of the, you know, leads of developers of QuoteBook. And, you know, we got to talking about him and about QuoteBook. And he said it was really interesting sitting next to him because he was just sitting there with his iPad with his QuoteBook open, essentially taking notes, as it were, but as quotes, if that makes sense. So as, you know, Marco Armit was speaking and saying something, you know, he says something that he wanted to capture, he captured it as a quote in QuoteBook. I thought, oh, that's an innovative use. Because then, like, you know, you could, instead of, like, just taking, you know, like a blank page of notes at a conference. What's nice about doing it there is that then you can tie, you know, you can put the name of the author. You could put, you know, or so the name of the speaker in the quote author space. You can put the name of the, you know, of the conference in the source space, right? So then now you can go into QuoteBook and say, okay, I want to see all of the things, you know, I want to sort all the things at this conference session and say, you know, say who said them. Okay, now I want to see all the things just said by this one person. Like, you can slice it and dice it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So using QuoteBook to capture notes from speakers at a conference as quotes, that's brilliant, right? I don't know. It's filling me with joy. It still continues to. Every time I open it, which is at least once a day, most of the time several. I know I've recommended it before. I cannot recommend it enough. QuoteBook.
Boom.
What about you? What you know, is there anything like that that's like, wow, I can't believe, like, this is the future?
I mean, you know, you've got your usuals. You've got Tweetbot and NetBot.
Every day
I'm using these applications, and I love them. Obviously, NetBot is a newer addition. You've got Tweetbot for the Mac now, which isn't.
And how are you liking that? Because we haven't really even talked about that.
I'm using so basically all these apps are by the guys at TatBots. I'm just going to put their website in the show notes rather than the individual apps. You know, you'll find them all there.
Right. Yeah.
I'm starting to use a Twitter client on my Mac again, which I've not in a very, very, very long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's...
So you weren't using Tweety, Twitter for Mac, whatever it was called before they decided to cut it off or whatever?
I have not used a Twitter client on my Mac since Tweetbot for the iPad was released.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yep.
Hmm.
Do you want to know why?
Why? Yeah, I do want to know why.
iCloud.
Oh, yeah, because you're kind of addicted to that timeline syncing stuff.
So not only that, though, it's like if I've read a message or whatever, you know, if it syncs up. If I've read at replies, I get lots of at replies in a day. That's synced up. You know, that sort of stuff, that works for me. That's good. So I don't have to worry about checking all that stuff over and over and over again. Like, it's just done.
So, yeah. I could see that. Having that capability with the Mac version now, I would imagine it's just gold for you.
Yep, I mute a lot.
As one should.
So, to make sure that if there's hashtags or whatever I don't want to see, or if sometimes people get on my nerves, you know, gone. Don't have to deal with them. I love that. That's a great feature. What else? So that stuff is all just sunk by iCloud, and I like that. So now that I've got an app that does that natively, it makes me a happy man.
Yeah. So that said, are you using any of the other TapBots apps, like WaitBot or PaceBot is the one? So who was it? Someone in my stream the other day was saying that while the Twitter and app.net apps are fine and all and they're wonderful, that PaceBot really is still kind of a little piece of magic, and I kind of agree with that.
I don't use PasteBot every day, but when I use it, I love it.
Yeah.
You know? I've been using Droplr a lot now to get things from, like, images from my iPhone to my Mac, where I would have used PasteBot before. Mm-hmm. But let's say I use ConvertBot every day because I deal a lot in US dollars to pounds. Mm-hmm. It's just a real easy way for me to get that sorted out. What else? I use CalcBot. I'm actually using it right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm literally using CalcBot as we speak because I'm doing more sums.
More sums?
I'm always doing sums.
Okay.
I'm working out how much this episode's going to cost me. Once we're done, right? I'm trying to work out my budget for apps that you're going to give me.
No kidding, gosh. we should just warn people up front to, all right, get your credit cards ready.
But their apps are so beautiful. I always have them installed. Like, I don't use WaitBot, but I always have it installed.
Yeah.
You know?
The reason I ask is just simply because I think in a lot of ways, once you get something like one thing like that from a company, to me, I know one of the things you really love about Tweetbot and NetBot is not the design aesthetic. That you really, really like that design aesthetic. And so I would imagine that that's a big part of you using those other apps, right? That there's something about their design aesthetic that you really enjoy.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. All right, is it my turn yet?
Yeah, please.
Or wait, do we need to talk about anyone? Sponsor?
Why don't you take another turn? You take another turn, and then we'll talk about Squarespace.
Okay, all right. Okay, sounds good. All right. So one thing that I keep returning to, and it, once again, it just kind of fills me with a little thought and reflection every time I open it, and this one's going to be a little bit, I would say, unorthodox. Is Robin Sloan's Fish, a Tap Essay, I believe it's called. I think I mentioned this on some previous episode, but I can't remember which one. And it's an app. It is an app, but it's not one that you necessarily use for anything. It's an essay done as an app. And it's an essay that really resonates with me and something I like to open up every now and again and remind myself of. but also at the same time fill my heart with jealousy that I don't necessarily know or have the skills to do the same, because I would love to like do something like this. It's really, really cool the way that it's put together. But it's an essay that runs as an app, and I guess that's the best way I can say it. And it's something that I open up probably at least every other week, if not every week, and run.
But why do you keep coming back to it, though, if it's an essay? Haven't you read it all already?
Yeah. It's hard to describe. For me, the things we read, we interpret. We interpret based on our own experiences and perceptions and kind of where we're at the time and that sort of thing, right? Like, for instance, about every few years, I'll reread Catcher in the Rye. Partly because that's the way that the guys in black track me. But the other reason is that every time I come back to it, I find something different. It lands with me a little bit differently. I find things that I kind of may have missed before, kind of clues as to what's going on with Holden that I may not have caught before. For instance, I believe that by the end of the book, Holden is, falling very deeply into suicidal depression, right? And obviously that's something that, resonates with me differently at different times in my life. It resonated with me differently when I was 14 than it does when I'm 44. Things I love, things that I read that I love, there's a reason why I keep those books and don't give them away or don't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I do so because I often will pick them back up and reread them.
Cool.
Just simply because I get a different take on it each time I read it, depending upon what's going on with me at the time. And that one in particular, it's twofold. Number the tap, the fish essay, the tap essay, I should say. Number one, it is the
tap of fish essay.
Yes, it's a fish the tap. Yeah. sorry. so part of it is I'm looking at this because reading it again, what he's trying to say lands with me a different way. But the other part of it is that it also is helping to spur my creativity for future things that I might offer. And even though I may not necessarily be able to do or know anyone who could do for me like an iOS app like that, that there's other possibilities that opens up, other ways to look at, here's a different way that I might be able to present my work, right?
Yeah.
Just different, I'm going to get myself into some trouble here, but one of the things I've been considering for the month of November, all the kids like to do the NaNoWriMo in
Nanny Winnie Wimo
Womo, yeah. Basically National Novel Writing Month. Someone, obviously a sadist, decided that it was a good idea in November to encourage people to write a novel in a month, which I really do like the spirit behind it, i.e. the idea of sitting down and writing every day and really pushing yourself to achieve this thing that you've always dreamed of doing but never thought possible and all this stuff, yada, 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 yada. But both of my two books are about 30,000 words, a little bit over 30,000 words, right? About 30,000 words will give you about a 100-page book. So you don't necessarily have to write a novel, right? You could still write a book with just 1,000 words a day. And 1,000 words is completely achievable. You can sit down and do 1,000 words in an hour, really. Mm-hmm. If you can spend an hour a day writing, you can write a book in the month of November. I actually think a novel, you know, something 200 pages, 300 pages is a little bit more ambitious, way more ambitious than I think I could ever be. But I've been thinking about doing a different take on it because I have a book in me. I know I have a book in me right now. And that is this. How about nano I, small I, M-O? I.e. a book for Novel Writing Month done entirely on my iPhone.
And released as an iBook author.
Now that would be really like the way to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nano IMO.
And released as an iBook. I'm
seriously considering it.
Well,
I'm
now you're going to do it.
Seriously considering it.
Do you know what you're going to write it on yet, though? I'm sure you've always got ideas. We had an idea, didn't we, a little while ago? I can't remember what that was. Man of ideas. Man of many
ideas. I have ideas coming out my ears, man. No, I got so many ideas.
We ran a lot longer than I thought we would before the next break, so.
Oh, well, then I guess we better get to it.
Let's get to that break. And who's going to provide that break? Of course, that'd be those five.
That'd be Squarespace.
Squarespace, Pat. Exactly. You know all about Squarespace. Squarespace are the beautiful company, the amazing company that give you absolutely everything you need to make an amazing home online. So whether that want to be just a standard website, you want to make a blog, portfolio if you're an artist, or if you're looking at creating a business site, they make sure to take care of absolutely everything for you. So all you need to worry about is getting your content the way you want it and on the pages. And let me tell you how they do that. They take care of hosting. They take care of design. They have beautiful templates. They take care of sort of design for how it looks, but actual web design and the factors. They make all their templates are responsive, so you don't have to worry about designing from that standpoint either. Everything is integrated into this excellent system. If you buy one of their annual or 2-year plans, you get free custom domain names. Or if you have your own domain names, they can help you enable that in just a few clicks. They can help you out of Google Apps integration. If you want to put Twitter sharing, Facebook sharing into your posts. So if somebody reads your post, they can just press a button and it goes right out. You don't need to worry about implementing any code for strange buttons. They implement it as native. If you want to pull in your Instagram feed, you want to pull in your Twitter feed to show on your pages in one of their blocks, which is built into their layout engine, which is the way you create your pages. That's all built in too. You just chuck in the account information.
You choose
how you want it to be displayed. Like with Instagram, for example, you can have a carousel of images, you can have grids of images, and it'll just pop up on your pages, which is really great for the budding photographer as well.
Some really
great stuff. They have 24/7 customer support that is award-winning. They have live online workshops to help you walk you through step-by-step everything you need to create the site with Squarespace. They have tutorial videos. They have a great knowledge base. And as I mentioned, free custom domain names as well, if you buy one of their annual plans. I want you to go and try out some of this stuff for yourself. Not only because I think they can provide you with a great site, but also because Squarespace support us. They make our program impossible. They've been with us for a long time now. And if you go and sign up for a trial with them, it will show that, you know, that you are listening to the ad and you're interested in their product. And it will continue to help support us. So if you want to... we call it the circle of support at 70 decibels. So you support Squarespace, they'll support us, and we will support you with great content. So there's no credit card needed to try out Squarespace. Just go to squarespace.com/70decibels and start your free trial. Squarespace is $10 a month for the standard plan, $20 a month in limited plan. You get 20% off if you sign up front for 1 year, 25% off if you sign up front for 2 years. And if you enter the offer code 70decibels10 at checkout, you will get another 10% off. Thank you to Squarespace for their continued support.
So just to, you know, not to, to give, you know, like more love to Squarespace, but here's what I want people to do. All right. Go to squarespace.com and click on templates, or you can go to squarespace.com/templates and just look at that. I mean, look at, I mean, and go through, view the example sites. Like, you know, you can roll over a template and you'll get a little thing overlay that says view example sites. Go look at that. Go look at Ishimoto, which is kind of their, one of their portfolio templates. Ah, it is just beautiful. Look at the, it is just insane how gorgeous it is.
Take a look at the business ones. The business ones. The business ones, I think, are the most beautiful.
The business ones are hot.
They have that one.
They just rolled. They just rolled those out.
Yeah, there's two, Hudson and Montauk. I'm thinking about changing my blog over to one of those. I just think I've already trialed it. So something you can do, sorry, this ad's gone a bit long, but it's worth it. Once you've got a Squarespace site up and running, and when so they've implemented these new themes, I just log into my account and I can enable it, like, just for me to view, like as a preview. Mm-hmm. So I can see my website with a new theme and I can play around with it, customize it before enabling it. And then if I'm happy, then I enable it. It's great. I love it.
That is so cool.
It's one of the great things. So I can see. I don't have to enable it and then ruin things and then have to start all over again. It's just done. Oh, it's great. Great.
Yeah. What are some of the other ones you like? I look at this. I'm just like Native, I think, is really cool.
It's really nice. There's one called Peak that I'm currently using. It has a real nice sort of like.
There's Peak.
Yeah. It's great. Really cool. I like it. All right, let's move on. We've got a couple more because I need to wrap up.
You need to throw out a couple more. Okay.
I need to go. So, I don't know if you heard that. That was my shoulder just clicked when I reached for my iPhone. An app that I love, and I love it across devices, Comixology. I talk about comics a lot. I love comics. Comixology is great because it's on basically all of my devices. I can read comics on my Mac if I want to in the web browser. I can read on my Nexus 7. I can read on my iPad. I can read on my iPhone. It's everywhere. All of my comics are available everywhere. Like, I can buy on an iPad and read on an Android device because it syncs through my Comixology account.
Which is really cool
because it's like you'd think that there'd be some sort of in-app purchase restriction. I don't really know how they get around it, but they do. So I love Comixology. I think it's a great service and a really, really great app.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you've mentioned several times now that I just can't find the bandwidth to get into comics like I was when I was a kid. And there's another level of me that's actually kind of afraid to even go down that route because, you know, I'll end up an addict.
It's tough.
I mean, there are certain things that like I avoid purposefully because I know that I've got a problem there, right? Like that if I even venture down that path, it'll be too late, right? I mean, this is one of the things that keeps me, you know, the same thing that keeps a lot of people from trying, I don't know, heroin, you know, because they know that they'll take one and it'll be the end of their lives. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I feel the same way kind of about things like that, like with comic books.
Comics are like heroin.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain shows I'm afraid of, right? Certain things, certain books I'm afraid of for that reason. That I know I'll read the one and then I'll be stuck reading, like, you know, the other 20 books in the series. Like, I won't be able to get out. I could see that.
You finish this episode off with your last pick, Pat. How about that?
Well, okay. Is that okay? This is really new, though.
Okay.
And this could be an app I'm loving, I suppose. But Scapple, which is in beta, and it's this new kind of mind mapping, brainstorming app. That the guys at Literature and Latte,
the guys Scrivener.
who do Scrivener, put out, and it's just it's so cool. it's everything that I've always wanted a, you know, kind of mind mapping app, as it were, to be. The only regret is that it's just for Mac right now, because I would really love this on my iPad. But, I mean, he wanted to make a kind of brainstorming app that mimicked the process that he did using pencil and paper for years, which was whenever he gets an idea, he just kind of gets a blank sheet of paper and just kind of writes down, jots all of these ideas kind of all over a piece of paper. And then after the fact starts making connections between these ideas and grouping like ideas together and things like that. But most mind mapping apps approach it for the standpoint of you're going to want these things to branch and to be connected and things like that. What I like about Scapel is it takes that approach and does it backwards, i.e. just the freedom to put things, just put down anything anywhere, and then go back and draw those connections and style it and make associations and group things together and move things all around.
Yeah.
I also like the idea that the, canvas, as it were, is infinite. You can keep growing it and growing it and growing it and growing it. And so you can have this kind of very large thing, if you want, where then you can focus in on various sections. And it's really well done. It's very stable for being in beta. I haven't had a problem with it yet. And it's been indispensable for me preparing for this upcoming conference talk I'm going to give, also for various ideas for the book I'm considering doing for Nano IMO. It's great. And every time I open it up, it fills me with joy. And to be honest with you, it's almost become my screensaver, as it were. It's the thing I switch to when I walk away from my Mac, so that when I come back, I'm kind of forced to kind of see this idea put in front of my face that I'm working on.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
The kind of leaving an app like that open so that you're forced to be confronted with them. With thinking about that topic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been doing with Scapel.
Cool.
Seriously, I mean, if I walk away from my Mac before I do, I switch to Scapel.
Sounds good. Okay, Mr. Roan, I'm afraid we must wrap up this episode.
Okay.
We can come back to this. This has been a fun little topic, fun little
stuff. Yeah, I agree.
So people can find you on app.net. That's the best place for social stuff. And you are Patrick Roan, PatrickRhone. You're also at minimalmac.com. PatrickRhone.com is a good place to go and find everything that you do.
Yep.
I am iMike, IMYKE, on all of the social services. I'm on all of them, people. You can find me on all of them. And if I'm not there, then just tell me where to be and I'll get there.
All right. I'll look you up on MySpace.
Plurk.
Plurk. Is Jaiku still around?
Probably.
All right.
All right, buddy.
We'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.